Start the show.
Two bears. One cave. Making it hot and looking good. He's Bert Kreischer. I'm Tom Segura.
Let's just put the pedal to the metal and go. This is a perfect way to start off this show. 12 years in the making. It's gonna be a fucking shit show.
Everyone's gonna, it's gonna hate us.
100%. Cheers.
He's just finishing this chapter of Mein Kampf. Hold on, give him a second.
Look at these likes.
Oh yeah, it's an interesting perspective.
Seems like a fucking lot, right?
Yes. How's that high?
I have no idea.
That's likes?
Come on. But no, it's views. Like, whatever it is, it's not a million people.
Why do you think it's so high?
I have no idea. I don't know. I wish I had a marketing brain about me where I could go, mention your Instagram.
Wait a minute. You don't think you have a marketing brain? You're
have
like
we started
Mr.
The
marketing.
Show? Oh, we started the show? Yeah. I didn't say anything racist.
You were reading a pretty Get racist
it?
Book.
Oh, is that how we started? Okay. Yeah. I was out of it. No, I said to someone the other day, I'm 97% artist, 3% businessman. And they were like, I don't think so. And they're like, I think you mean alcoholic. Dude, by the way, partied hard as fuck.
On Friday.
Hard as fuck.
How much did you drink that day?
A lot.
Like?
I had 4 big cocktails and I murdered one. I just pounded it. And like it flooded me. It felt so good. I ended up listening to the Grateful Dead. I listened to Post Malone's whole Nirvana tribute. It was awesome. The girls were inside. They were in their room on like FaceTime. Leanne was gone. I was just wasted by myself. I got in the pool. I opened a bottle of wine. I watched a movie on Michael Hutchins from NXS. It was like the best. And then shut it down the next day. Shut it down. Didn't even fuck it.
So you watched that movie drunk?
Oh yeah.
Where'd you see it on? On Netflix?
Or? I think on Amazon maybe. I'm a big fan of Michael Hutchins. You know he lost his sense of smell and it ended up driving him crazy.
No.
Yeah, that's why when people are saying they're losing their sense of smell and their sense. When people say they're, let's take it from the top. When people say they're losing their sense of smell or their sense of taste, that's not Michael Hutchins. Oh. There we go. No. Go back to the goalie. I want to know what movie you thought I watched Nadav on the Toronto Maple Leafs goalie.
No, I misspelled it.
It's Michael Hutchins.
It auto-corrected my misspelling to Hutchinson.
Yeah. I hear you. That was a great conversation. Anyway, Michael Hutchins. Lost his sense of smell and his sense of taste.
Wait, when did he lose it, though?
He got into a fight in, like, Bangkok, or in maybe not Bangkok, but he got into a fight. A cab driver pulled up on him, and he was like, hey, fuck you, and the cab driver knocked him out, and he had a severe head injury.
This was later in his life,
Later in his life, and he was dating Helena Christensen. Pull up Helena Christensen. Do you remember Helena Christensen?
Smoke show.
Oh, I don't want to fall in love. One of the most beautiful women ever in the world.
Yeah.
My God.
She was a supermodel.
I was thinking about what if you just went through and fucked all the supermodels that are now aging.
Yeah.
And would love the attention because they're like, oh, I don't have it anymore.
You're saying you'd do them that favor?
No, I was actually thinking of a movie.
Okay.
Writing a script about a guy who goes around and fucks supermodels.
Aging supermodels? And he's like, I thought you'd like that.
Like 70, like 70 years old. And they're like, you know, they could use like 45-year-old dick.
Yeah. So you're saying a 70-year-old supermodel.
Yeah. Type in 70-year-old supermodel.
These girls are like 50 right now.
No.
Yeah.
Helena Christensen?
She said 49 right there. It said.
She's only 49?
That's what it said, I thought.
Oh, wow. That's way out of my league.
You're saying like that lady.
Like, yeah, like Mae Musk. Like, oh, wow.
That lady's 83.
Daphne right. Selfie. Go to Daphne Selfie. Just type in Daphne Selfie. I'm sure it's self. Daphne Self. I wonder what she looked like in the 50s. Go back, Daphne Self, young, right? Young. Oh, it's like it's so old that you can't even tell if it's pretty because it was just like back when you couldn't tell what was pretty back then.
Yeah, I don't like it.
You're like, oh, yeah. It's hard to. Wow, there's a certain time age where you can't see if it's pretty anymore. You're like, in the 40s, you're like, no, I get it.
No, someone has to tell you that this was pretty then. They're like, you don't understand. Back then,
she was beautiful.
This was a lot to us.
She was a nurse. She worked under Florence Nightingale.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. I'm so sorry.
Like, that's what it took to be a fucking supermodel?
She just had hair.
I mean, what is she wearing?
Wait.
It's all this clothes. It's too much clothes.
You know we're going to get fucking murdered for trashing her.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Liz Jones, type in fucking, type in model, supermodel. No, I guess I don't have supermodels, but model 1918.
1918?
Let's see. It's a gun.
Those are guns.
Model 1918.
Oh. Do like do models 1930s, you know?
Yeah.
Swimsuit models, do that. Maybe we're like
Swimsuit models 1930.
Yeah.
God, can you imagine the racist shit that came out of their
mouths?
There
you go. Look at these dogs. Nobody here.
By the way,
go straight to
my wife could be a model back then.
Your wife would blow all these out of the water.
I mean, look at this. Hold on. Wait, go back to the fucking the Poconos. Wait, enlarge that. That is not. I mean,
did they look at their faces before they took the picture?
Not. That is not attractive. I mean,
no, this looks like a fucking bus stop. Like, I don't know why they're.
Oh, my God. So when did women get attractive?
This is like right before they went into the mine. it almost feels like attractive happened at a moment way after this.
Let's see if we can pinpoint
what
when
year?
Women became attractive.
All right, okay. Go decade by decade. All right.
Okay.
Zoom in on the. Can you zoom in on the color one? Can you make it bigger? Let's see.
Okay.
Not the best.
Not the greatest. I'm not blown away.
No.
I mean, I wouldn't
turn my head if I walked past it, you know?
I mean, the center one, like, I guess, is if she had attitude, but no women had attitude back then. They'd get beaten.
Super docile. Like,
I mean, any Whitney Cummings who speaks her mind is getting the shit kicked out of her.
And there's no justice at all.
What we find attractive in a woman's personality now got them beaten. She's a real firecracker. Oh, I'll take care of that.
No, and also you realize that when the police came to those situations, they'd yell at her. Well, this is what you fucking get for having a big mouth.
Okay, this girl's kind of attractive in like a, hey, I'm going to be working at the beach for the summer kind of way. 1940s swimwear. Not my favorite.
Look, man, it wasn't happening in the 40s, okay?
Okay, let's go 50s.
Let's go 50s. Maybe they figured it out.
Swimsuit model 1950s. Oh.
Wait. Can you zoom in on any of, like,
okay,
zoom in
okay.
On your... I mean, she's cute. That girl's cute.
Yeah, she's not bad.
Go to the one before, kicking in the air, you know?
Oh, that's James Mansfield right there, right?
It's just that the face, she's making a face. You can't really. Yeah.
She'd look like a hot executive, but not like a swimsuit model.
Who's that?
That's James Mansfield, I think.
Right there?
No, I don't know. I don't know, but she looks hot.
She looks like an island girl. Yeah, she looked pretty cute. Scroll down. Go down. Show us a few more.
Okay. Okay, now you know what this is? Ugh. Television showed up around here. So this is where... What is that smile? Guys, I think I'm sitting on something. Guys, I think I'm definitely sitting on a sea urchin.
See, this girl's parents told her she was way prettier than she is. You know what I mean? They kept telling her, you're gorgeous, and
Let's argue this. We're going to probably need a woman's opinion in this.
Yeah.
But okay. Okay, by the way, a little disclaimer here.
Yeah.
These are brand new thoughts, so they haven't been thought out. So I can't get in trouble for them.
Those are all your thoughts.
Women always shit, like progressive women shit on the male standard that we've applied for beauty standards. Males applied a beauty standard that they shouldn't be held up to. Is it possible that this is simply before that male beauty standard? This is before notes.
Well, this is should be the decade that it happened in.
This is this one.
The 50s.
This woman's beautiful.
Is that Monroe? I can't even tell.
Is that Marilyn? So Marilyn Monroe might be the first attractive woman.
Well, I don't know if she's
like
How about that? Hands on the hips there. Hands on the hips.
Yeah.
Scroll in.
She's pretty. She's pretty and a little hippie. I like
she's
it.
She's like a fucking accountant's daughter. All right, go to the... Is there another one?
You know, she's got dark sideburns, like hair grows down her cheek.
Yeah. Oh.
Yuck.
Jesus.
It looks like she's smelling her armpit. Like,
And that face, too, man. Go to the fucking track if you're going to look like that.
Let's get a palate cleanser. Let's get a palate cleanser and type in 1990s swimsuit model.
Oh, it's gonna.
Let's just get a palate cleanser. Oh,
look at Elle McPherson.
Fucking shitting me. And my dick just got hard. Like, immediately, I go back to these pictures, and they would my dad would get the swimsuit edition at his office, and I'd show up at his office getting ready for baseball, and I'd see it, and I'd be like, I wonder if I could rub one out real quick before we go to baseball. Yeah. God damn it.
These girls.
So wait, so this is, is this effectively what women are complaining about? Is this the male standard?
Well,
we're talking about the male standard right now.
Are they complaining about the swimsuit model? The swimsuit issue?
Yeah, like this, like these are like unrealistic things is what they say.
I mean, these most of these ladies are genetic anomalies, you know?
I mean, who was that last one?
Yeah.
Was that Tyra Banks? Tyra Banks is, I met her in person one time. She came.
Yeah, they don't even look real. Right? Like, you meet them, you're like...
She doesn't look real. Her and Heather Graham do not look like real human beings. Like, they're so beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Elle McPherson, I would be a toilet.
By the way, the average just... And, like, I say this because they're in our business, but the average fucking female comedian is hotter than any woman in the 50s.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
And I'm saying that because they're just comedians.
She's in her 50s.
Halle Berry is perfect.
Who's this 55-year-old?
Yeah, who is that?
I don't know.
By the way, gray hair is sexy as fuck.
You
gray hair? I watched Goop last night.
Watched that?
Yeah, I watched it with, what's her name?
Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yeah. Gwyneth Paltrow's got gray roots. I find it hot.
Really?
Yeah, I like gray roots.
She's
like,
letting the gray go?
No, I think she just was being a little sloppy.
Really?
Yeah, I think her stylist wasn't paying much attention.
Hmm.
Type in Gwyneth Paltrow gray roots. Yeah, to gray roots. Yeah. To gray.
To gray roots. Can you see them?
No, it was in Goop. It was about, dude, by the way,
Is that on Netflix, too? Or
Netflix. No? By the way, shout out to Gwyneth Paltrow. If you're watching this, G.
Shout out to Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow. My mouth is sloppy this morning. I got laid because of Gwyneth Paltrow.
When?
Last night.
Why?
Because they did a whole episode on orgasms. Hold on. Don't let me forget to write men on there, okay? There was a whole interview on a whole segment on female orgasms. Mm-hmm. And it was talking about how different. Like, it was just a fucking 30 minutes on orgasms. And then Leanne just hit the TV. We were done watching. She goes, so what do you want to do? I was like, I don't know. What do you want to do? And she goes, I say we go into the bedroom. And I was like, done, son. And I brought the fucking thunder.
Did you really?
I sincerely did.
Walk us through it.
I kissed her first.
That's nice.
Which I normally don't do. Usually put in work.
Yeah.
Like, let's get, because the kids are still asleep. We had to lock the door. Lately, Isla's been like coming in our room, just busting our room with fucking big ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I got an idea. Tomorrow, this weekend, let's go to Hawaii. But she wants this weekend. We're going to Hawaii in our backyard. We're going to turn our backyard into Hawaii and go to Hawaii.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's not that bad. But so I go down south. I put in work.
I go down south, I put in work?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a carpetbagger.
Yeah.
I fucking go down south and I set up camp. I'm going to sell these fucking...
Do you always eat ass, too?
No, I never eat ass.
Okay.
Leanne's not... It's not... Leanne's... You know, Leanne's gotten so fucking prudish. She has a statement she says all the time. Wrong girl. Wrong girl. And it wasn't that way originally.
So every time you suggest something or try, she's like, wrong girl.
What did I suggest the other day? I just said something. I said something so not, like, let's go have sex in the garage. She's like, wrong girl. And I was like, but you used to do that. She's like, yeah, that's who I was, but I'm not that person. Things have changed. Wrong girl. She says wrong girl all the fucking time.
You look good,
by the way.
And by
the way,
when you look good.
Thank you. Thank you. Huh. When I got drunk the other night, I'm sitting on the couch. We're watching Michael Hutchins. He's having crazy sex on the thing. They're talking about it. And I'm like, have another pop, a little sip, right? Mm-hmm. And then I just go, I'm tired of this wrong girl shit out of nowhere. Like, I forgot how alcohol will start a conversation with you. Alcohol, you'll be sitting on your recliner and alcohol will be like, man, you feel good, right? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, it's fucked up the way she talks to you though, huh? And you're like, huh? He's like, dude, she just says like wrong girl, like you never fucked that chick before. You fucked that chick. That's who you married. And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, wrong girl, my ass. She doesn't say that to us. And I go, she doesn't. And he's like, well, you better tell her. And I'm like, I fucking will. And then out of nowhere, I'm right here.
What's up with this wrong girl
shit? I'm tired of this wrong girl shit.
And what'd she say?
She went, excuse me? And I was like, I'm done with it. Like, let's not do that anymore. I'm not old. I don't want to be old. Let's still fucking have fun. I wanted to have sex in the pool. Wrong girl. Wrong girl. Wrong girl. I said, we've done it before. And she goes, yeah. And I didn't like it. Wrong girl. She says wrong girl so much to me just to shut it down. Wrong girl.
Do you have a vasectomy?
No.
Are you going to get one?
Didn't we say we were going to get them together?
Do you want to still?
Sure. Wrong guy. That's what I'm going to start saying.
I want to get one like once you can do elective stuff again. You know? Like this summer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you can't do it. By the way, I haven't had a cardiologist appointment I missed, and my tooth is starting to hurt again.
Yeah. Let it go for a while, but then maybe we'll do it all the same week.
I'm not even worried about my cardiologist. I'm in such fucking better shape than I was when I scheduled that appointment.
Actually, I was going to say, you look good because you've thinned out.
I've thinned out. Yeah, I don't know how much I've lost, but I'm not going to weigh myself. Because it just fucks with my head.
Yeah.
I want to enjoy myself. So I'm running like crazy. Cheers. I'm running like crazy. Here's my new theory. Don't let me forget men. I am tired of people making me... I'm tired of the bullshit that AA comes up with where you got to count your sober days in a row. I think that's bullshit.
I think that's what their whole goal is.
It's stupid, though, because it sets you up for failure. You can't have a good time if you have to do all your sober days consecutively. I'm being serious. You know what I'm talking about?
I mean, they mark like months and then years. You know what I mean?
45 days right now.
45 days what?
I have been sober for 45 days.
There is no sober. Yeah,
but I want to change that. Like, I want to change it to...
You drank 3 days ago.
Yeah. I know, but I want it to be different. It's like no one does a diet and goes, yeah, I'm strict on my diet. And you go, well, you're a fucking lunatic then.
Well, some people do that.
And they're fucking lunatics.
Right.
Right? Like when you meet someone that's like, yeah, I've been vegan for 15 years. You're like, okay.
Yeah.
You don't party at all? Like no bacon? Like, ugh. You're like, I might not like you. Like, I don't think I'm going to get along with you. You know what
right.
I mean?
So what if you meet somebody and they're like, I've been sober for, you know, 10 years.
10 years. And I go, wow, you must be really out of control.
That's what you hear?
Yeah, in my head, I hear it. I go, you couldn't just have a drink?
And they
go,
they can't.
And they go, no, no, no. And then, next thing you know, I'm sucking dick behind a dumpster. And you're like, just one drink and you suck dick behind dumpsters?
Well.
By the way, we're talking this through. And I know I posted something about sobriety the other day on my Instagram, and dude, sober people got really upset. Like, really upset.
What did you post?
I said something about the fact that I had drank, I'd only drank in 41 days. I'd only drank once. So I said, I drank 40. I haven't drank 40 of the last 41 days. And everyone's like, bro, you drank on Rogan. That's fucking bullshit. Just so you know, that upsets us sober people. Don't talk like that. And I was like, hey, go fuck yourself. Don't talk to me like it. I'll talk any way I fucking want to.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So like, I understand that you have an issue with alcohol. I understand you also see that I do because everything that you see is going to come out with those glasses on. Everything's fucking all or nothing. I just go, I wish that you could just find a new way to go like, yeah, I don't party for like a month, but I'll have a night off. Like I wish there was a way to have that be an accomplishment. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, it can be to like to yourself, you know?
I guess my point is I'm like...
most anyone in like the sober community,
yeah,
is not going to see your approach or style to this as like, hey, credit given, because they don't view it. That doesn't work for them like that.
Yeah,
they don't go,
it's
like,
the same people that get really upset. I got a lot of people talk shit to me about Sober October.
I'm looking at your...
Okay, I wrote, okay, spent 40 of the last 41 days stone sober, right?
Yeah.
So 41 days was when I had my first drink. And average under... And by the way, this is also crazy. My deep sleep is, when I drank, was like an hour 37.
And when you're sober?
It's barely fucking 3 minutes.
All right, so people wrote to you... alcohol dependency, liver is fucked. Have you tried?
It's like, first of all, there's no gray area. No one, by the way, this is the dumbest thing in the world to ever. This is where you really isolate those people with IQs from 70 to 75.
Yeah.
Like that you really want to find those people are in this comment thread.
Okay.
It's people that have never lived a life.
Your body is used to alcohol. Give it more time to adjust.
Okay. Jason Robinson.
Yeah.
Jason Robinson, it's been 41 days. Just so you know, you haven't read anything, Jason Robinson, and that you're after 21 days, your body is it's out of your system.
Uh-huh.
That's all the research I've done. It doesn't take 41 days to get alcohol out of your system.
Right.
Actually, after 5 days, it's out of your system.
Right. Yeah.
By the way, I didn't research that. I just said that out loud. But like you look at these and then
it says your body's going through withdrawal. That's why
you're, see, yeah. Reed Hicks, once again. Iman. Nadav. Nadav, type in how long it takes for alcohol to get out of your system.
Yeah, we'll check back with you in 30 minutes, okay? Yeah.
But my point is, like, it's amazing how loaded, like, when we do Sober October, I get a lot of people really upset
that
you do Sober October because they go, guys, this isn't a game. This is a, you know, like, sobriety for a lot of people is very cherished. Like, it's like a, not 1 hour, Nadav.
I'm typing in.
So apparently it takes 1 hour to get alcohol out of your system.
I don't know. Okay, look at the people also ask. Does it say it in there maybe?
Don't worry about it. I think no? This is a pause.
All right, how long does alcohol stay in your system? That the American Addiction Centers. Yeah, that one. Does it give us...
It's not. It's
blood up to 6 hours, 24. I mean, hair, 90 days.
In your hair?
In your hair. That's what it says.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know. Anyway, my point is, I read some of those comments and I was like, all right, this is fucking ridiculous. And then you go, I've really enjoyed not drinking. Like, I've enjoyed it a lot. And I go, cool, man. I love building up days. Like, it's cool to look at you and go, wow, out of the last 45, I haven't drank 43 days or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's cool to do that. I get that. I get the accomplishment part. But I also like fucking cutting, getting off the reservation, having a fucking good time, and then showing back up the next day, like, hat in hand, like, so we're going to start this up again, huh? Like, yeah. I love that part.
So you want to go, you like to do... off, on, off, on.
Yeah, I think it shows more strength to be able to start back up for one night and then bring it back. Like,
is that in the guidebook?
I don't know, but I want to start my own AA, right?
Uh-huh.
For me and my fucking people, where we set up rules, where we go, it doesn't, like, drinking days don't count unless they're followed by another drinking day. If you go 2 day drinking days, then you got to start all over. You can't get a kid.
This is going to be really popular with the sober community.
It's funny, man. I think I'm like one of the older people that drinks too. Like you start looking at when people quit drinking like in their 30s. Like when people go, oh, I'm done drinking. No one does it to my age unless you are like a career drunk. Like anyone that's made it, like Attell quit when he was like 35.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm starting looking around at like the canaries in the mine. It's like me, Stanhope, and Ron White
are the guys who
are the only ones that really put back alcohol. And then you start going like, wow, it's just three of us. Like, there's not a lot left. Geraldo died. Like, you start looking at everyone that's dead. You're like, holy shit. My point is, I want to set up my own AA.
You should. You're familiar. Here, throw these on real quick. Are you familiar? Have you been following the Norm stuff at all?
I wish I could express to you the excitement I have in my heart.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're about to talk about. I love Norm MacDonald more than anything. And I think I'm about to be super excited.
You're going to be very excited. So check this out. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless. When Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, more like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over, and setting up on Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Is your beer fridge feeling a little empty? DoorDash is your door to beer without the run. Whatever drink you're in the mood for, they've got you. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code BEARS24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. I mean, there's like sometimes you just don't want to leave. That's me. Once we're at a spot and we're hanging out, I just don't want to leave. And now you don't have to. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25%, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code BEARS24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets. It's not playing.
I see.
Of course, it's not playing.
Hello. Today we're going to make French Canadian poutine fries. What are poutine fries? Well, poutine fries are basically your fries.
Norm Summerton.
Cheese, and
this is the exact opposite of what I wanted.
Really?
I thought you said Norm MacDonald.
I just said Norm.
You can imagine.
Have you been to Canada? You've been to Canada.
Yeah.
Have you had poutine?
Of course.
However, there's going to be a bit of a change to the recipe. Everybody likes to change the recipe up. These ones are going to have fries, cheese, pig shit, and pig piss. Ooh, it's going to be a treat. Okay, so let's get things
happening.
Is it
a dog bowl?
Yes, eh? We'll pee on the fries first, eh? Yes, eh?
What is on his dick?
It's like a little chastity thing, nice, you know, like a punishment if his dick gets hard.
Water squirting out on the floor. No. So we just mix that around and make sure all the fries are covered in pig piss.
Oh, I love that he's Mr. Rogering this.
Well, now it's time to...
Why does this make you laugh?
The main ingredient, eh? Some pig shit. Yes,
Wait, look, did you see it? Did you see it?
I saw it come out.
Would you?
I saw it.
Isn't that beautiful
I saw
looking,
it.
Eh? Now, we take the cheese and we scoop it out here.
Why are you laughing at this?
Mix.
Watch. Oh, no. You got to take a look. See, just a little bit.
French Canadian portion here, eh? Now, it's a pleasure. This is a feast. So you have to eat some of our pig shit fries. So we just take right
that
in
was
there.
Fucking disgusting. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm not. I can't look at that. That's fucking disgusting.
Look.
That. No. 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 No.
Just
no,
a little
no.
bit.
No, I can't. I can't.
Press pause.
I'm gonna throw up.
No.
I'm good. I can't do it. He's eating it. He's fucking eating it. What is wrong with him? What is wrong with him? Like, what happens to a guy like that?
He's just doing what his dom said to do.
His dom?
Yeah.
Is his dom a woman? Really, really hot woman?
Yeah.
He's got to be like the hottest woman in the world. What?
Oh, he's also, he'll give you a blowjob if you're in Calgary.
He lives in Calgary?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, awesome, man. Hey, do we have anything else that we can watch? That is the most.
Can you
disgusting...
just watch for a
no,
second?
No.
No, because
I'm bothered that you're crying, laughing, that you have tears coming out of your face, that you're that happy that that isn't. A... He didn't even wipe. He just shits on it and then goes and sits back on his stool. Oh. How are you going to defend this to your children one day when you're long gone and they're in college and they're going, what kind of this stuff made dad laugh? And they're going to see this.
Yeah.
By the way, I just realized this is a catch rag I have in my pocket.
A catch rag?
Yeah.
What's a catch rag?
Oh, you feel these little hard spots all over it. This is fucking gross. All right, we got it. That's really cool. Let's put, change the channel.
You don't want to hear the review?
No.
He said it tastes amazing.
Nope. I can't believe you like that.
Like, I don't like it.
How do you find that?
I threw up when I saw it.
How did you find it?
What?
How did you find it?
I didn't find it. How did you first?
Someone emailed it to us.
Yeah. You saw his tit cups.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so the same guy. Everyone was like, man, he's taking
the whole time
wild.
I kept wondering if I could do that.
You can do it.
I bet I could.
But
just give me a couple rubber bands.
So after we played his tit cups, somebody sent that in. It's pretty funny, though, right? Because it's poutine. Poutine.
How much to let him spend the rest of the quarantine with you guys?
He's a really nice guy.
Do you know him?
No, I mean, I've been DMing with him. But,
oh, really?
Yeah.
What does he say in the DM? Hey, just, Tom, I'm like, oh, you like my videos?
Yeah.
Does someone like that want people to know that
no.
he does what he does?
No. Well, he doesn't want to be like highly, he doesn't want to do interviews, but he's like, talk, you know, I don't mind you playing my videos and I got a good laugh out of it and everything.
Really?
Yeah. He was really nice.
So what do you think happened to him?
He started BDSM stuff at 15.
At 15?
Yeah. He's 73 now.
And so wait, at 15 he started doing, and it just works for him?
It's just been building and building and building, yeah. He loves it.
Why? How can you love, I mean, I guess I go, the same way people look at me probably drinking at an airport at 6 in the morning going, how can you do that? I look at him and I go, how does that, I guess it just fills something that's empty in him? Is that what it is?
Could be.
It's just so bizarre. Like,
by the way, reminder for Bert, men.
I'm going to pivot on that one. That's so fucking bizarre.
You wouldn't do something like that?
Nope.
What's that say? Oh, this is an old Bert tweet.
Oh, yeah. That was a real brilliant idea playing that game.
It must be nice to be an Orthodox Jew. Same clothes every day, same friends since childhood. And what does it say?
And all the chicks look the same when they hit 40.
When is that from?
I don't know.
That's from December 29th, 2009. So
oh,
right
it's
around
a New
Christmas
Year's tweet.
Yeah. Let's go through my timeline. And
is that when
that
you
one.
Lived in...
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're around a lot of Hasidic Jewish people, yeah. Orthodox Jewish people. Okay, I guess we are. So I guess this is one-sided. I guess Tom's never said anything negative about anyone.
No, I definitely have. Oh, it's another one. This ended up being like a bit. Right?
Did it?
I did a bit like this.
Was it say?
Why does Seagal talk to black people like black person? Please tell me that carries over to Asians, Indians, and the deaf.
But this is my tweet.
I know. I'm saying I did a bit about Seagal and how he would like pander to whoever he was.
Oh, it was for me. I don't remember that, but I remember it was big. I would do it when I talked to black people on television.
You did that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did it. A lot of code speak? No, is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's called code speak.
A lot of hosts will do that when they talk, like you talk to an old black man. Leanne did it one time in a fucking, I wish I could get the girls from her. We were driving and we had this like, this dude that was just like real like, man, we going to be getting to the airport kind of late. And he was driving us and Leanne's like, me and the girls in the car, and Leanne goes, when will we be getting to the airport? And the girls and I looked at Leanne like, why? She's like, I don't know. I got caught off guard. I used to do it. A lot of hosts, TV hosts will do it. When they talk to like an old black woman in the kitchen, they'd be like, so you just be bringing the love. And you'll be like, by the way, I'm definitely guilty of it. You can see it. It's funny because you see it all over television. It's super common. But you don't do it to Asian people. Like, for whatever reasons, you don't find yourself going, oh, like, and nodding. But and that was the joke, is you only do it to black people. You don't do it to Mexicans.
Right.
You don't do it to anyone. But for some reason, as a host, and I'm only going to out myself, but I will say that it is very common. You see it a lot. If you watch a lot of fucking...
So if we pull up Travel Channel clips of you... You definitely
Definitely.
So what would you do? You're at a theme park. You're talking to people, and then a black person walks up. You'd be like, "What's
black
up, man?"
Black people are the best, man. If I saw black people, I'd fucking light up because they give you a lot of energy on camera right away. You get off in a roller coaster. A lot of white people, you'd be like, "So what was the ride like?" And then they see the camera, and immediately they go into corporate mode. They'd be like, "Was that a lot of fun?" You know, and white people will rephrase things they've seen on television. If you ever ask a white person about a bite of a sandwich, they're like, it's great. I get all the different textures. I get the crispiness of the bacon. I get the fluffiness of the bun. The cheese kind of just is all over the place. It's really great. All the flavors kind of come into one. You're like, yeah, because you're chewing it. That's how you get it all into one, you fuck face. And so, trust me, it's fucking frustrating.
And then if they're black?
If a black person just is very real. To this day, one of my favorite things to do is watch any food, travel, DIY, anything, any of those. Isla does it with
Asians.
No, if you just watch a white host with black people every fucking time they code talk. Every time. You can't help it, man. And it's not, you know, I watched someone, I won't say who this is, but I think you can figure out who it is.
Okay.
He was shucking oysters on an island with a black dude that might have been like 90. He sounded like the girl from Airplane. Shaka won't want no help. Shaka don't get no help. Jive turkey. Like, he got so bad that I was like, I'm watching it going, please say I've never been this bad. And I've been worse.
Yeah.
It's a way, you think you're connecting, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I did something, you know what I did when I was a kid? I just, because I so loved hip hop.
Yeah.
I would just think that like, if somebody was black and older, like 30s, 40, like an old, I was like, this is something that will relate. And I'm talking about as a kid, 11, 12.
Yeah.
And my dad is like such a honky that I would just be like, let me talk to this person. Cause like, you're a cracker. You don't know anything about.
Yeah.
So one time my parents hired, I think these guys to paint like rooms in the house or something. And these two black guys come over, and I was like, trying to make them feel comfortable. And I was like, sorry about my white parents, you know, like they were like, okay. And then I go,
sorry about the oppressors in the other room.
Dude, but, you know, it took me, I never thought about this for years, and it must have been like startling to them because they're painting. And I was like, do you guys want to listen to music? And they were like, and I was like, this kid.
Do you guys want to listen to some music? And they're like, sure.
And I go, I got it. So I got my boombox and I set it up and I was like, oh, I got stuff you like. And they're like, okay. And I just put on... imagine you're just painting, by the way. You're at a wall and you're like, well, I'm going to be doing this for hours. And I was like, here's some Public Enemy, Welcome to the Terror Dome. So they're like, really nice casual song.
1985, another,
get down.
Yeah. And it was like, you know.
And then Tom walked back in. Are you guys hungry?
Yeah. I did.
Oh, we're good.
The thing is, like, I insisted on, like, you got to listen to this album front to back and then loud. So my parents were like, you hear what they're listening to? I was like, oh, that's mine.
Your parents thought they hired two painters to put in fucking Public Enemy to listen to music.
Yeah, in their house, so loud. It's all like Malcolm X shit. And I'm like,
you guys hungry?
And then like they left and I was like, I did that for you guys. It's so embarrassing.
By the way, I want to do an entire sketch on that. Like Tom comes in and he goes, my parents are white. I'm sorry they made you use paintbrushes. Here's some spray paint cans, gentlemen. I know you guys enjoy painting like this. Oh my God, that's fucking great.
Men?
Oh, I don't know. Hold on. I'm not done with this. That's fucking hilarious. I love when because, you know, it's so funny. There's so many times where you misstep where you're trying to connect.
Yeah.
And it's viewed as negative, but you're just trying to connect.
You're just trying, yeah.
And it's like...
One of these guys was like 50-something. I mean, he was like, you could tell that he probably wanted to listen to something a little more low-key. And I was like, this is your music.
Oh.
I'm 12, and this is what I know.
Oh, my God. That is so... But what is it? Okay, in comedy, like, that is... That's pure comedy because it is... You're stone-faced. Like, you're not...
Yeah.
You're not trying to be funny.
No, not at all. No, I was genuine... And I'm unaware of. I'm like this, you're black. This is your national anthem. You don't want to hear it, like.
Oh,
yeah.
God, that makes me fucking laugh.
It's ridiculous.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and bar mates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplish something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
And a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders.
Balloonists.
Bobsledders.
And big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fella the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift, and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer a peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. The thing about buying jewelry is you really don't know what you're getting into. You don't know what you're looking at often. And the great thing about working with Blue Nile is you have somebody who is a true expert that can help guide you along the way so you don't feel lost, so you know what these diamond grades are, you know you're getting real value. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you don't, they offer 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com.
This has been a giggly episode, and I'm going to get a lot of fucking backlash. Oh, by the way, shout out to Dax Shepard.
Yeah.
Who sent me, yeah, Dax Shepard's, I'm sure it's his podcast, People, sent me a shirt. And so I got a, did you see him pull the fucking pin out of his hand?
No.
By the way, now I'm a huge Dax Shepard fan all of a sudden.
Zach Shepard?
Zach sent me the shirt, and I was like, man, I didn't shit on him, did I? I was like, I fucked his name up, but I fuck everyone's name up. And so I Googled him, and I started like looking up stuff he's done and checking out his podcast. And then now I get him and Kristen Bell are in my news feed on my Google News because I Googled them once. Now that's in my news feed.
Oh.
And so I get everything on them.
What's going on in the news with them?
I'll tell you. Dax gave a list of drugs that he hopes his daughter does and hopes his daughter doesn't do. Actually, pull that up. Let's see what drugs Dax thinks his daughter should do and his daughter shouldn't do. Kristen Bell just got critiqued by her daughter on whether or not she was a good stay-at-home mom teacher. And then Kristen Bell fired back with a touche. Or maybe that was not it. Here, psychedelic drugs.
Go up. Okay. I thought it was the first story.
It is.
Right there.
Yeah. Right. I don't know if I'd be comfortable. I want my daughters never to do any drugs. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want them to do drugs. I wonder if
mushrooms at some point he wants them.
I don't think mushrooms. I mean, if you could go back before you read what he says they should or shouldn't do, if you could go back and never have one drug experience and sit here today like Daniel Tosh or Dane Cook, never fucking with your brain's chemistry whatsoever.
Yeah.
I would argue that Daniel Tosh has never had coffee.
I think he's had coffee.
I don't think he has.
I think I've had coffee with him.
Okay, then I'm wrong about that. Dane has never had coffee.
He hasn't?
No, he's a big hot chocolate guy.
Hot chocolate?
No, I'm joking. Oh. I don't know. But I'm sure they've had coffee.
It'd
but
be so crazy to have a dude everywhere just made my hot chocolate, and this is how I start my day. All right.
Would you go back and never do a drug and be where you are today, or are you comfortable with where your brain is now?
I mean, I am actually a proponent. I like the psychedelic stuff.
For real?
I'm saying, like, I'm a fan of, you know, going down that path. But I think, and all the other stuff, the stimulants and the opiates, I don't think that you need to do any of those.
Okay. List of drugs. Let's see the drugs that Dax said.
Yeah.
Not cocaine or opiates.
Stimulants and opiates.
I thought those are the ones I'd be like, you got to try those once.
Really?
Dude, cocaine is fucking amazing.
You would tell your daughters that?
You're going to have to say, like, what are you, a fucking child? Like, yeah, step up your fucking game. You're going to have to try coke once.
You're going to tell them to step up their game.
Hold on one second. Let's be real. Like obviously, this is a make-believe world. I wouldn't want my daughter to ever get addicted to cocaine, but you're like, it's, I don't know, right? You've done cocaine.
Never.
Are you serious?
I've never done it. And I've wanted to try it.
It is awesome. It is like, it does. You know, it's like, well, you ever see a movie and you're like, God damn it, Tom Cruise is worth every fucking cent they pay him.
Yeah.
He is a great action star. That's him holding on to the side of the plane.
Yeah.
That's cocaine. But for real, you do cocaine and you feel. I remember being.
Let's get some.
I would love that.
Do you know where to get some?
I actually could figure that out pretty easily.
Let's do a couple bumps. Like,
we should do cocaine on the, didn't we talk about this once?
Yeah.
Do cocaine on the show just walk us through. By the way,
yeah,
I remember doing coke and feeling like we were in New Orleans at Mardi Gras, and I remember having a feeling during the day that I could rip this tree out of the earth. And it was like a freshly planted tree, mm-hmm, that I was like, I definitely could rip that out of the earth, but I'm smart enough to know not to, because I'll cause a stink. Everyone's gonna be like, who's the fuck's ripping trees out of the ground?
Yeah.
It is amazing. Well, the first time I did it, I'm sure I did my left nose first, and it was frozen from this side over. Like, I mean, I'm talking like from this tooth over here,
yeah,
just frozen. And I remember going over to my buddy and going, I think I need one more bump to this side of my face is kind of fucking, I'm feeling it too much. I did the other nostril and then this side went numb and I went, I feel pretty fucking amazing. I mean, I went like a powerhouse all night. I barely drank, but you could.
How much coke did you do?
Not that much. Just, I've never been like, every time I've ever done it, it's just been a couple bumps. I did it on accident one time.
How do you do coke on accident?
So we were with my, one of my buddies, and he had like the little bullet where you like load it,
uh-huh.
and then you just flip the thing around, and then you hit it. That's someone who's done coke. I guarantee it. Yeah. Answer it. Answer it.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, from Honeydew, Ryan Sickler.
Hey, Sickle Cell.
Yes, sir.
Hey, we're doing a podcast right now. Have you done coke before? Cocaine?
No. Well, technically, yes, but not really.
What does that mean?
Oh, it's interesting.
I used to date a black chick that would smoke Parliaments, and they have a recessed filter, and she would scoop the coke and then hit the bump out of the filter, then smoke her cigarette. And one time I took half a bump out of that fucking cigarette, which, of course, it's not going to do anything, and that's my extent of cocaine use. I don't like to go up.
Okay. How about, like, you ever done, like, morphine or heroin?
Yeah, yeah, you know I do heroin all the time, bro. I've done morphine in hospitals.
I've done morphine.
Man. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. God. You ever do like dust or meth or anything like that?
Yeah, I'm big on the Paul Chuck Paul, bro. Big
Paul Chuck Paul.
I heard you could really fight some, like, you fight like 10 people when you're on that shit,
I
man.
I fought seven cops. Seven yeah. cops
and a rag attack, bro. Paul
Chuck Paul. All right. Shit. Well, we're just going through some hardcore drug stuff right now.
I've done ecstasy. I've done, that's the hardest. I mean, that's not even that hard. That's the hardest I've ever done is ecstasy, shrooms, and weed. That's my extent. I've never done acid. I told you my coke. I've never touched heroin, meth. Speed, none of that shit.
How about marijuana?
A little bit of marijuana. I told you, I got a weed habit on top of my weed habit. If I did drugs, Tom, I wouldn't have these teeth. I'm the Cal Ripken of good teeth. I've had two cavities in almost 50 years, bro.
It's pretty wild, yeah.
And
me too, and I have the worst teeth in the world.
Yeah, no, Bert, you do not have two cavities.
I have two cavities. I have them right now. I've never. My first cavity is this one.
You got 27 cavities.
What's up?
Tell Kreischer, my stepson and I go to Santa Monica College, and we're kicking 40-yarders on the reg, 37 to 40-yard field goals on the reg. If you want to come work out with us, come on down. I'm telling you.
Are you training him to be a kicker?
I trained him to be a kicker. I told him if you want a college scholarship and you want to get into football and not be concussed and retarded when it's all said and done, kick.
He knows good advice, good advice, right? Coach.
We got the. I bought the real NFL placeholder. You know the little thing the guys use by themselves and kick in the net. And we go out and we bang 35 to 40.
Is he getting good?
Santa Monica College.
Is he getting good?
Yeah, he can. He can hit him from 40. He can. I mean, look, we're not putting him at the top third of the fucking upright, but they're going straight through and over the bar.
Well, that's good, man. You guys got to just keep at it.
How old is he?
16. He's like 6'2 and 85 pounds, and he's still hitting them.
Yeah, he's a big kid, tall kid. All right. Let me holler at you as soon as we're done here, okay?
Yeah, I was just hitting you about lunch. Let
okay.
me know.
All right, man.
All right,
later. Do you think that...
That we could do a show with Dr. Drew where he kind of, like, almost like getting dug with high, but we do me and you and Sickle Cell do... all the drugs, right?
He's not going to sign off on this.
Drew?
No.
But Drew just administers them to us. So, like, he finds us a healthy amount of cocaine, and then we do it, and then we walk you through the experience. It's a great show for YouTube.
Yeah, no, it's a cool show. I feel like Dr. Drew might be like, I can't really be administering cocaine, a healthy amount of
cocaine.
Would
you do a line of cocaine, like a very small...
Yes. Yes.
And just go and be like, this is what I feel like.
Yeah.
And talk through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to do that.
Okay.
Let's do it.
So if I get...
But I heard he told me, because I was talking about this idea with Drew.
Oh, I don't want to go to jail if I get cocaine for you.
No, you'll be fine. But I asked Drew about that, and he was like, you'd probably be fine with coke. He said you specifically might really lose yourself to meth, if you even on one time.
I'm already fucked around with speed. I'm fine. Drew's a fucking buzzkill. I don't even want to talk to him anymore. Every last time I talked, he's like, well, I mean, could have striations on his liver. It's like, dude, then why am I quitting drinking? Last person I want to talk to, 42 days sober.
You're not.
It's 42 days sober. Out of 45, 43?
Come on. Damn it.
1 month, 14 days, 47 minutes.
That's not... So
yeah, I have 42 days sober.
What?
Out of 45, 40 or whatever. 45.
45 days?
Yeah.
Sober?
No, that's how long I've been working on sobriety.
And 42 of them worked.
43, 42, whatever. I don't know. I don't like there's some half days I don't count. I don't count certain things.
Like what?
I don't count NyQuil.
Why?
Cuz NyQuil doesn't count.
Why?
Because it's just helped me go to bed. Look, there's a lot of things I don't count. I don't want to get into fucking specifics.
How much NyQuil do you drink?
Two pills.
Okay.
Yeah, I do two pills if I'm like...
Do you ever pound the bottle, like the liquid?
No. Oh. No. I would love to, though. Let me tell you something. The reason I do two pills is that, as I swear to God, if I get the cup of NyQuil, I go to the top where it's spilling over.
Yeah.
Where I'm like holding it like this, like...
I used to do that in high school if I was sick. My mom would bring me the cup, like a little cup, and the bottle, and I would just take the bottle and just tip it back and drink it. And she's like, that is more than the cup.
I do this when I take it. If this is the little cup, I go like this.
Yeah.
No, what were we talking about before this, though?
Men?
No.
Trying drugs
for your children.
Drugs. Oh, here's Drew.
Ugh.
Hey, man.
Hey, buddy.
I'm doing a podcast with Bert, and he is he's sober.
43 days sober.
He's 43 days.
Not in a row.
Not in a row out of 45 days sober, and I was like... Yeah, I don't think they actually, that's how they count sobriety is like.
That's not how you count it. That's
why? But why not, Drew?
He wants to know why he can't start a program where you just try to not drink 2 days in a row and you count it as sobriety.
Because those dots will start to get closer and closer together. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. Many have tried. Many have tried such deals.
And he also said, if his liver has problems, then why...
Whoa. Drew, every time I talk to Drew, he makes me want to start drinking.
Yeah.
Drew, maybe...
That's it?
Yeah, no. By the way, hold on. Give me a phone.
Okay.
Can I tell you something, Drew? Okay, Tom wants to...
Whoa. No.
Tom and I were thinking we do a web series where we experiment with drugs. So we would try cocaine together. Not a lot, just a little bit. Just enough to feel it, and then kind of report back to the camera, the YouTube community. You would administer the drugs, like you'd cut a line for us.
I cannot do that.
Yeah, I told you.
Super easy to cut a line, Drew. You take a credit card, you crush it up. Are you saying you don't know how to cut a line, or you won't cut a line?
No, I will not cut a line. I will not administer illicit drugs.
We want you to shotgun weed in our mouths.
Not unless we can get like a human resource, a human. Research clearance from a committee, an IRB committee.
Yep.
And do formal research on you guys.
Nadav, light it up.
Hey, a couple things for you.
Shoot.
There's a supplement called DHM that might help your liver a little bit. Finally, there is something that's looking a little bit like it might be helpful. DHM, so get that. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. There's that, number one. Number two, Tom.
Yeah.
Can Tom hear me?
Yeah.
Did you know Josh Potter is a sex worker?
Yeah, I know that he's doing videos for people with his shoulder hair, and I think he does foot stuff too.
I almost threw up, but yeah. he's feathering it. He's feathering the body hair.
Yeah, he is. He's feathering it, and he's he said, you know, he's starting to do masturbation videos on camera too.
Oh my god!
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God! You people have ruined me.
Yeah.
Oh wait, what's the liver supplement for Bert?
I'm for a friend.
DHM.
DHM.
And it's And it's it says, hang on one second, DHM. It's a hangover pill, right?
Yeah, but it's also good for a little bit for your liver.
By the way, tell him I'm fucking doing great.
He's doing great. You know, he drank Friday a lot, like
a lot,
a lot, like a bunch of vodka, bottle of wine.
I will break every fucking. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to start my own AA, and it's going to be sober days, not consecutive, and it's going to change the fucking world.
There is a group that used to be called Moderation Management that had a very similar sort of approach,
and
they all shut down because it ended up spiraling out of control, as it always does. You'd be better off for just forming your own religion. Why don't you just do that?
There you go. He actually likes that idea a lot.
Okay, I figured.
And
okay.
Bertism. He really feels like there's something to, you know, lit bouts of sobriety mixed in with nights off and having fun, you know?
I'd rather see him do that, right? I mean, yeah. That's better than not.
Yeah.
And that's been his management style all the way along. Yeah. And here we are. So good times.
Yeah. Drew, I think it says more about my sobriety that I can go off the reservation for a day, party hard as fuck, go right back on the next day.
Right. And that's where, and now I'm not saying this is you, and we're going to speak in the abstract for a second. The binge alcoholic convinces themselves that they can control their use because that's how they approach it. But as time goes on, the binges get longer, the durations between the binges get shorter, and that's where it goes.
I think he'd like to see a little data on that.
Well, he's about to collect some.
If I run into one of them, Drew, I'll tell them.
Yeah.
Hey, is there any company that you support these DHM pills with?
No, they're all kind of the same thing.
It's all the same thing? So should I go with the Amazon choice of Ease Ultra High Strength?
Yes, you're good.
Yeah.
Wait, now, Drew, one last thing here. He did make the point that he thinks it shows, this is a Bert quote here, weakness in those
who are sober for
a long time in a row, like 10 years in a row. He's like, I think it shows more strength to be able to take sobriety, drink, and then be sober again, that's actually the stronger sober person.
Yeah.
That's the person who's engaged in what we call white knuckling. And yes, if you're considering hanging on for dear life stronger than changing your life and getting involved in something that is sustainable, I guess that's stronger.
There you go.
We'll see.
All right. There you go. Thank you. Thank you for all this, Dr. Drew. Talk to you soon. All right. Bye.
By the way, I'm going to have Drew talk at my funeral and have him just come up to the podium and go, told you so, and just walk off.
You know what the opposite of Drew is? Who's the opposite of Drew?
Joey Diaz?
Yeah. Let's just check in real with him.
Let's check in with Joey Diaz.
Let's see if he'll do the show with us. The drug show.
What's up, Tarzan? What are you doing? You're catching chickens on the street.
Can you believe that everyone wrote?
We've been cocksuckers.
Hey, man. I'm doing a podcast with Bert, and I wanted to get your thought on something real quick. Would you want to do a video where we do little bits of drugs, like a little bit of cocaine, a little bit of dust, a little bit, and we just report on what the feelings are? This is like an idea Bert had.
No.
Why?
The dumbest thing in the world. When they mollied him, he almost had to go to rehab. His wife got involved. You know, he did a fucking faggy molly. Fags do it, jump up and down and get fucked in the ass. And he fucking had to be taken to the hospital. There was a therapy group. They had to call Joe Rogan. And Joe Rogan had to hug him and still burn. Could you imagine that lunatic does a line of coke now? Don't give him none. No drugs.
No drugs.
No drugs.
Okay.
We can't promote drugs. Last time he did it in a molly, I had to go over there and hold him like, come back. You know, tell him it was going to be all right. Now he wants to do drugs. So why is it that people got to bother me? You don't ever do cocaine as a joke.
No.
Nah, if you want to put it on somebody's pussy and eat it, that's what
I'm
doing.
Well, hold on, yeah, got him, yeah.
Quickly suck my dick. That's a bar right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I want to.
That's all right.
I want to try something like that. I want to try that.
You put a little coke on a chick's clit, and you put a finger up her ass and suck the clit. They don't know what hit them. That's the shit you do when you're 30, right, Lisa?
That's oh, is Lee there?
He's sitting there on the other side of the Twitch like a fucking Mook Delore. The light bulb. But that's it. You don't want to do no drugs. No drugs and see how it feels. It feels like shit.
Really? Bert's been sober for a while now. He's been sober for 42 of 45 days.
I know, so why does he want to fuck around?
I don't know. I think he just wants to, he's looking for a little
excitement. I want to prove my strength.
Yeah, he wants to prove that he's strong.
Well, dose your wife. Dose your wife. If that's what you want, some excitement.
There you go.
Dose the wife, pop 200 milligrams of Viagra, and pull a Cosby. Even he's getting out. You know what I'm saying? How are you going to set a fucking mark and then let the old guy out because he's blind? Let him sitting there, that fucking pudding-eating cocksucker. What do you think about the black guy that lit his eyeball with a firecracker? How good was that?
What?
Did you see the video I sent you of the black guy who lit his eyeball up with a firecracker?
No, I missed that one.
Oh, my God.
When did
the
you...
best thing in the world.
When did you send that?
I'll send it right now to you. The black guy puts a firecracker in his eye and lights the fucking thing.
Please send that.
There's a video right now.
Send it right now. All right, man. I love you.
His, what do you think it's like? You know how when you go to bed
to have his brain.
Yeah, well, you know how when you go to bed and you're laying in bed and you're like you close your eyes. You're like, okay, I got a busy day tomorrow. I got to do a podcast. I got a Zoom. I got a conference call.
Oh,
shut the fuck! Why would he do this? Why would he do this?
My God! Wait! Make it big! Make it big! Wait! Make it big!
This is not.
Hold on. Put your headphones on.
Why would he do this?
All right, for those listening. This guy is squinting hard with one eye.
Oh, why would he do this?
And he's
this?
Got a really thin firecracker wedged.
It's like a blackjack.
Right. So I'm trying to explain it to a listener, though. Like, it's wedged into the squint. You know, he's using either side of his eyelids to clasp this very thin firecracker. Okay. Volume's up. What is he doing? What is he doing?
Why would he do that?
Oh my God. This is. You can hear Joey. That's Joey about
that's
to have
Joey.
A seizure.
Wait, that's Joey laughing?
Yeah, he's like. Yeah, that's Joey. This is horrible, man. Oh my God. And this guy's like, I hurt my eye. Telling the doctor.
Jesus, that is not a cure for coronavirus, everybody.
Wow. All right.
Oh.
Let's see if does the one that he sent have, does it have the sound?
I like my new open-chested look. I think this is my new look. I think I'm going to, what if I started doing stand-up like this? Huh. By the way, speaking, Joey's laugh.
Yeah, it's good.
I think it looks good.
That looks really good. Is this going to be like, you'll have to, if you ever wear clothes again on stage, it'll have to be a slow you know, process.
Yeah.
So at first it would have to be like open shirts like this.
Yeah.
That's how you, because you can't just go to putting clothes fully.
You know, that's why I started getting healthy is I didn't want to have open heart surgery and then not be able to do my shows without everyone going.
That's the motivation?
That's one of them. I have a few motivations like that. I've been running like crazy lately.
I know.
It's just, I don't know if I like there's an emptiness to working out.
Hmm.
You know, like, because I think to myself, like, what is the point? I'm never going to look like them, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Like, and I'm trying to work out pretty hard, but like.
It makes you feel good. It makes you healthier, stronger.
I guess.
It's good for you. It's probably a good stress relief at times, right?
I feel better after I work out.
Well,
like,
there you
I feel
go.
Good, but like, I don't know. It's just odd. It's an odd thing that you'd have to do that to feel better.
So a lot of people don't, man, at all. So.
What percentage of this country you think doesn't work out at all?
Oh, my God.
The reason I'm working out, honestly, and not drinking is because of the coronavirus. Though I'm not smoking cigars, not smoking weed, and not drinking, honestly, 100% because of the coronavirus.
Really?
Yeah, because I heard Joe's podcast. I mean, like, I'm all jokes aside right now, heard Joe's podcast, and I heard him say, lowered immune system, people who drink, people who smoke, people who don't sleep enough, and I was like, and don't work out. And I was like, I'm all of those.
Well, what they're finding, actually, is what's killing people a lot of times is your immune system going into overdrive. So like an overactive immune system is actually what ends up killing some people. Your immune system reacts in such a big way to this virus that it ends up killing yourself.
So how do you lower your immune? Like, how do you?
That's like something we don't really have figured out, you know?
So that's what, because I say everything starts attacking your body organs, your immune system.
Your immune system goes crazy.
How crazy is it that like this country is really going, the majority of this country is like, we're done.
Well, I do feel like right now, like this week, you know, seems to be a better week. You know, newer cases are down. Like that
I don't. All I get is bad news. I've never gotten one good bit of good news.
No, if you start looking at the data, it looks like new cases are. I mean, it's all gonna. Everything's gonna change when the testing goes up. But like hospitalizations have been trending down.
Really?
Yeah. L.A. had a really good at least couple of days a week. This past week's been good.
So then here's the question: would you go and do a comedy club, say, in a month?
But here's the thing: you have to. What does it look like in a month?
So say zero cases in Omaha, and Colleen's like, I'm gonna do half capacity. Where are you in?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Security. That's the part I'm like, I'm not sure of. Where I go, I don't know. I want to get back on stage, but I think I don't know. Like,
I really hope that within a month. They do some type of if it's safe to do some type of shows at like the store
that'll be a fun show to go to. There's no way they're going to be able to keep it at half capacity.
We'll see. Yeah, isn't it still on a downward slope here in California?
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
It is. Yeah. It is on a downward slope.
Yeah.
So tell me because I think I'm confused on the rules of stay at home.
Yeah.
For me, it is work. It's like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's it.
Like, this is by permission though. The city,
yeah.
We're following guidelines. So like,
I feel like I'm at a loss for the guidelines because I'll see people doing stuff online and then go like, I don't know, like it was really big. Everyone went and saw the dandelions,
right?
Poppy fields. Everyone, a lot of people drove up to the poppy fields, and we got a text from a friend saying, "Hey, do you want to go see the poppy fields?" I said, "That's not stay at home."
I think you're right.
And he was like, no, you can do that. And I was like, I wouldn't let me and my girls and Leanne go. But then I saw other people go, and I was like, oh, we should have just fucking gone. Because you're only in your car. Like, and then that becomes kind of like public. The public gets to decide. It's almost like your behaviors and actions then get put out if you decide to put it on social media and whatnot for the public to decide if you're doing something wrong, right?
Yeah, I mean, publicizing it's a different, you know.
Okay, what about, like, so I think I texted you about this, because our friends wanted to have people over. They wanted to have us over. It would be 8 of us total. And they're like, why don't you guys come for dinner? And I was like, because I think that's not stay at home.
I don't think you should have friends come over.
Right?
No.
Okay, so. And the girls were pissed. Leanne wasn't pissed. If she sees this, she'll be very angry. Leanne was like, whatever you think is right, we'll do. But the girls were like, come on, let's get out of the house. Let's go to someone. They're like, they've been quarantined. We've been quarantined. We're all safe. And then, by the way, friend texts back. They're like, oh, we have not been technically quarantined. Like, we've definitely gone to other people's houses. And I was like,
oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, my God. I would have just gone to your house and gotten the fucking COVID.
I think you're probably best to keep doing what you've been doing until they lift more restrictions. They're going to lift.
This is my brain, right?
More restrictions.
This is my brain. And this is how I operate is this right here, I believe, feed some sort of public service in that it's under the CDC guidelines. People are looking for entertainment. We are kind of doing, like, this is a job, and we all kind of have made a pact, like, do not go out. This is our one get out of jail free, is like, come and do this podcast. Stay socially distant, follow CDC guidelines. But then I go, I got to be in the house, literally every day after that. I haven't even gone to fucking grocery stores.
Yeah, you should just keep doing what you're doing. California has a plan to lift a bunch of restrictions in mid-May, so just wait till then.
What percentage of this city do you think has been following CDC guidelines? 20?
Maybe.
20%?
20 to 30.
Because, I mean, you look at the bus stops, they're fucking packed.
And the freeways.
Yeah.
Have more than you would think.
It's an interesting time in history to have lived through this to see. I would never have thought this could have happened.
Of course not.
In a million fucking years.
That's the most, like, surprising thing about this whole experience is that, it, you know, we didn't ever imagine this would happen.
Ever imagine.
No, I mean, you thought that a pandemic, you know, everyone references the Spanish flu, 1918, and you're like, yeah, dude, that was before they fucking had microwaves. Like, they don't know anything. They're fucking dum-dums walking. Like, you know, they didn't have medicine. Like, you just go, if anything comes, we're so advanced, someone will just, you know, press a button. And then you look at where we're at. It's fucking really makes you realize that we're not
as strong. It's like, you know what this has all reminded me of is I remember being in the, I grew up in the ocean in Florida. I remember getting in the ocean in California and being like, oh, yeah, it's the fucking ocean. It's not a big deal. And my buddy's like, oh, the waves are a little stronger out here. I was like, I got it, bro. I've surfed. I know what I'm doing. And I went out and I got, and the waves were a lot bigger. And I went out.
The water's fucking cold.
And the water's cold as shit. Yeah. And I got pushed under and I felt like I got a bruise from a wave. And I went, oh, this is, I don't know the strength. And it started to pull me out. And I was like, I got scared. That's what this whole experience is like, being pulled out in an undertow where you're like, oh, this.
I had a similar experience coming out here.
What do you mean?
This is the first time I was just like, oh, the ocean. Yeah. I've been on the ocean for years. And then you go, and you go, first of all, you're like, holy shit. Like, it's like you jumped into an ice bath. And then it's the undertow, the waves, it's way stronger. It's a totally different thing. Yeah. I mean, a lot of Florida beaches are like going into a bathtub. Like, it's like 88 degree water, and it's just like moving like a lake.
Just like one of these.
Yeah, it's totally different, man.
What's
totally
the different. First thing? Okay. Right now, they're like, okay, let's just say, let's do fantasy. Right now, they're like, hey, just so you know, we were wrong about the coronavirus. All you got to do is turn your cell phones off, and we're going to be fine. We're going to come up with a new, it's 5G or whatever they're saying. And they're like, so you're good. Turn your cell phone off, and you can do whatever you want. What's the first thing you do? What's the first thing you do if they pull the stay at home?
First thing I do.
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah, I mean, I actually realize that I kind of just want to be amongst, as much as I always avoid crowds and everything, I want to just be like around people. I'd want to just go to like, you know, like a shopping area and walk into a restaurant, walk into a coffee shop, walk into a bookstore, just like be a, like, ooh, walk around people. That's what I would.
I want to go out to dinner tonight.
Yeah, like, that's I would go to a restaurant.
First thing, I want to go out to dinner. Like, I really, my days are fine. We were telling this earlier, but my nights are a little depressing. I don't know if it's because I'm not boozing, so I like have nothing to look forward to. Mm-hmm. But, like, I just feel like you're like, oh great, turn on, okay,
yeah,
and then what time is bed soon? Let's go to bed.
Yeah, no, a restaurant. That's what I'm saying. Social environment is what I would want to be around. You know.
Yeah.
And then stop seeing people with their dumb fucking masks on too. Maybe just go hit somebody wearing a mask.
Just go rip masks off people's faces.
Yeah. Just spit in their face. Yeah.
How great would that be?
Be great. Hey, do you have any extra tampons in your car?
No.
Oh, because Nadav needs one. His pussy's been bleeding.
Really?
Yeah.
For real? Hey, real quick. Just to be fair about this.
Yeah.
Let's real quick Google real quick, if you can, Nadav, when men became attractive, just so we go full circle. So like go to 1940s men, 1940s man.
Oh, I got it. This is what you were getting at.
Yeah. Look at how sharp this guy. Look at this guy. No. Go back. Not a zoot suit fucking riot guy. Go to the fucking guy. Go to the first. Look at these guys. They all look at this guy on the right. Vintage man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
he's got it going on. So that's the power dynamic must have been amazing back then, right? Because, like, they had all the jobs, all the money. And then you had those fucking basset hounds walking around in bathing suits. And then these guys had
look
their
at
suits
this guy.
On. Yeah.
Look at fucking, even mediocre men were good looking because you didn't have the average weight of a man. I bet every man was like perfect body weight.
I bet a lot more were. They're definitely probably.
Give me 1900s man. Okay, these fucking
not
silly
so handsome
fucking,
there.
Jesus Christ. Okay, oof. I guess we can find the date when men got attractive. Oh, Jesus, they all look like fucking dandies. I guess they'd be attractive in Brooklyn.
Real animals back then, man.
Oh. Okay. Okay, give me 1920s man. Oh, this is right around World War One. This is when they started getting attractive, I think.
This is when you...
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh,
their arms
the Black Sox are playing today. Okay.
You already have hats like that.
I do have a hat like that.
Yeah.
Okay. These outfits are fucking ridiculous.
They are.
So people roughly became attractive in the 40s and 50s.
I think so. I think it's a safe bet. Good analysis. No one was ever attractive before that. All right, we got to wrap up.
No one was attractive before 1950.
Do you want to watch the poutine one more time before we go?
Let's do it. We have a read to do.
Okay. Thank you, guys. What do you mean, why the fuck do you need one? Shut up. What? So, what was I going to tell you? Oh, thanks for listening. Oh, we have the update is this. Couple things. First of all, Wheeler Walker Jr., we're both big fans.
Yeah.
New album, new greatest hits album called Fuck You Bitch is out, should be out right now. A lot of people scooped up we have new Two Bears, Two Vices shirts where we're bears and one has 10 milligrams and one has booze. That's the new Two Bears.
I don't think I've seen that one.
That's the design.
Is that the one that I sent out?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great one. Yeah, go do them. Yeah. Oh, I like that.
The tie-dye one is limited edition.
Oh, I like the tie-dyed one.
And then the update on the hats. I get asked about the hats every day.
A lot. I get asked about the hats a lot. Ooh, I love that fucking shirt.
Yeah, those are pretty cool. Those are supposed to come in May, which is this month if you're watching this as it comes out. So as soon as they come out, you know what thing we should do? Because right. I've seriously never been asked about something like that hat, and it is limited edition. We should do an IG live together. Where we put them up because they'll Let's go right it. Away. We should Let's do it. Okay.
I did one of those. I did that Zoom with 500 people.
Yeah. How'd that go?
I called you in. The
Yeah.
It was fucking awesome. You know what? Not to say that there's any public service, but you know who it was really fun for?
Who?
There were a lot of people that are single that are just stuck in an apartment.
And they just want to talk to somebody.
One guy was like, I haven't talked to anyone in like a fucking week. That's he was like, cool. Thank you so much. Oh, what the fuck? And he was like, oh, this is like, and so that's really cool is when you see like,
who organized it?
I did.
No, but like who put it together, like made it work?
Oh, me.
You totally did this?
I have a Zoom. You just get an upgraded Zoom account.
Yeah.
And then I said to my people, I was like, I think we can do like, you can do that, 3,000 people.
I want to do it for a fundraiser.
Done.
All right. I'll talk to you about it. All right. Thank you guys for listening and watching. Love you.
I love you too.
Bye, guys.
Bert and Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.